It's Loyal Inc. versus 9mag. Ashley is moving to Texas with one of the kids. And we have some very, very, very special guests in the building to help us dissect the drama this season. Tune in. The review is up next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, y'all, it's going to be a good one. It's a turn up in here, y'all. True, old school. Used to be 9mag style, but now I think it might be the loyalty style. You feel me? What's up, everybody? We are your Black Ink Crew Chicago Review panel. I am your girl, Carmen.
Hey, guys, what's up? I'm Nakia Monet.
I'm excited to be here.
Yes.
What's up, guys? I'm El Marie.
And it's Drew.
What up? What up? What up?
Hey,
everybody. We are super excited because we have some very, very, very special guests in the building to help us with our review today. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it is Charmaine and Kat.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Welcome
back.
Thank
you for having us.
Thanks for coming.
Look, Katrina live in LA, so anytime I come through, I gotta come through AfterBuzz.
We appreciate anytime you guys come through. You really show us love. We really appreciate you guys for coming and giving us the, you know, the insight, the behind the scenes, the tea, as the people like to call it, honey. So how is everybody doing? How was your week?
It was a good week. I mean, I was stalking Charmaine and her crew. They had a pretty busy weekend, so we'll get more into that in the gossip.
We got to talk about that later.
So I was, that's what I was doing this weekend.
Yes, I can't wait to see what you have, because you always have some good juicy stuff for us. We're going to get into some cool segments later on. We have our favorite tattoo segment that we have, and then we're going to get into some news and gossip. But for right now, while we have these ladies in the building, let's get into this episode.
Yes.
Did you guys get a chance to see it today?
Y'all really gonna have to fill us in, because, y'all got to fill us in. Now, don't get it twisted. When I go home tonight, when I get to your house tonight, Katrina, we gotta watch it.
I feel like I haven't seen it, but I feel like I already know everything, because I'm telling you, Charmaine, all the cast, they call me during
I know.
And they just be telling me everything, and I be like, I already know what happened. I'm like,
every week we're like, I wonder what Kat thinks about this.
I wanted to know, like, because you're not filming this season, but you're from the original 9mag season, Black in Chicago, so you're still part of it, but we don't get to see you as much this season. So how is it watching this season and watching your family and watching what's going on?
You know, it feels good to be separated from, because not from them at all. But like, it just feels good to be back on track with what I'm supposed to be doing as a tattoo artist. You know, opening up a shop. It feels good to be back on that track, because we were so tight and emotions and tensions are so high in that circle.
Yes.
It feels good to just breathe a little bit.
Take a step
and
back.
Be away from it. You know, it's like,
well, good for you.
Yeah.
Definitely good for you. Now, the last time you were here, you told us that we needed to keep our eyes peeled because it was going to be some drama going down, but you couldn't actually spill the tea. So we found out that the tea is that you and Ryan allegedly had a little situation that's kind of the drama from it. I'm not going to accuse you of anything, because Ryan doesn't admit to anything, and we don't know what happened. There were no cameras around, and we don't have to do that.
We saw him on here talking in circles. He was like, what did he say?
Basically, he said, don't ask me, because I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, of course.
I'm the opposite. I'm black and white. Like, I signed up for TV to live my life on TV. We all know what happened.
Exactly. And that's my point. Like, you guys signed up. This is the life you chose. Yeah. And we really appreciate your transparency, because as fans, it helps us understand the story better.
Yep.
What are we doing this for if we're not going to be transparent?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's one thing I will say, when you ask about, like, well, how is it, you know, not being a part of it and everything. Mm-hmm. We all saw how everything happened last season, you know, and for me, it was just like, okay, it was a mistake. It was a situation that wasn't meant to be. Okay. Let's fix it. Move on. We all signed these contracts. We all got to make this TV show, and we all love each other, so let's move on. So for it to have went so negative, and now to be away from it and see that it's still dwindling, and everyone is so torn apart, that is like,
now you know, you guys know what actually happened, but you watching Ryan's behavior, do you feel like he's making his family and his friends pay for his mistake Do you feel like...
What do you mean pay for his estate?
Meaning...
I guess what,
he's making
what,
us pay for his estate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's my family and friends.
Yeah, so we're his family and friends. Oh, yeah. I ain't very consistent with them. For Ryan in a long time.
Yeah.
I absolutely feel like he's making us pay for his mistake, but also, you know, I'm not going to lie, if it was me and my man, which hopefully that would never be, you know,
okay.
I don't want to say never because the moment you say that ain't never going to be me, you know, but I would feel as a woman some type of way, and I feel like Rachel has a lot of influence in how Ryan's moving. It's very apparent. But yeah, he's definitely taking it out. They're both taking it out.
Is this something? Is this something that was it going this direction already before the incident at the lake house? Like, was there already that sort of tension that felt like?
No, we were good. I was good. I don't know about you. We were straight. We were kicking it.
Well, you had already taken off to Los Angeles and started.
Yeah, but NYMAC was always home.
Exactly.
And this family and this everything was always home.
We had our ups and downs.
Okay.
But like,
it was never.
So him trying to say that, oh, it's them being disloyal and blah 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 blah. Is that him just covering his tracks?
I think that's.
What do you think?
Sorry.
What you think?
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said, that's all I meant. Yeah, hell yeah. So to covering his tracks, in my opinion.
In my honest opinion, my honest opinion, I feel like he's very calculated. And, you know, we all know the reality behind the TV. And we know how close we were. And we know the dynamic between the shop and everything. And I think once TV after season one, season two, season three, it's cut down, it's edited away, and people are perceived away. And I think that he is very aware of how he's perceived.
Yes.
So because the fans might not know everything, and the fans might be saying, oh, they all disloyal. It's his shop. It's woo-woo.
You
he dragged on to that and, you know, was like, he's very
a master manipulator. He will manipulate you before you even need to be manipulated. You feel me? So that's why I had to take a step back from Ryan, even because people be like, oh, my God, well, he helped you, and you just look so disloyal. It's like, but y'all don't understand. Like, when me and him were best friends and close, you know, he was calling me, talking bad about everybody in the shop, talking bad about Kat, Van, Four, Don, and that would hurt me because these people hadn't did nothing to me, you know? Ryan didn't do anything to me, but when you're talking about everybody else, I feel like you're also talking about me, too.
It's always two sides of the story because I said that because I was on that side like, well, Dak, Charmaine, he helped you and blah blah blah, and I kept crying about it,
But people right? also people not there when like, yes, Ryan has helped me, but I've helped Ryan too, you know, like they didn't see that, like
see
we
that
all
side.
Helped each other, like. Four, you know, Ryan's helped Four. Four's helped Ryan. Like, we've all helped each other, you know.
Yeah.
Kat helped Ryan. You feel me? Like, don't...
And that's what makes it
We ain't got to put out the receipts, but we all
That's
been
what
friends
makes it so
other.
Heartbreaking is that we know that you guys were really good friends.
Real friends.
It wasn't about a boss.
No, it was real.
You guys were friends. So to watch this kind of, like, ego situation kind of tear you guys apart is heartbreaking.
And that's where I'm at 100% with it. You know, like, I still love all of them.
You
like,
better.
I stepped away from the show because the show was doing all that stuff and perceiving things and just the show became a negative thing as far as our friendships were concerned and where the violence and everything comes into it, and like it just went to a whole nother place.
Yes.
So but I feel like the love is still there between everybody, but right now in this moment...
I don't know,
moment,
Kat. You ain't filming right now. I don't know, Kat. I wouldn't speak too soon. We just got back from Jamaica. It was pretty not loving.
Cannot wait to talk about that.
Well, we want to save some of the drama and some of the really juicy stuff for later on because we want to really get into what happened at this tattoo convention. And we'll get a chance to talk about more about these issues in a second. But for now, let's take a visit back to the episode and talk about how we feel about some of these topics that are going on right
Let
now.
Let me know what's going on, girl.
Dawn and Ashley are going on, honey.
Ooh, Lord have mercy.
Ooh.
That was definitely a hard situation to even see them go through because, like, no, you know... Me and Ashley, we're at a much better place than we were in the past. But no matter what you've gone through with somebody, you don't ever want to see them go through those type of things.
You don't.
But on the other end, Don is my homie. And, you know, even though I'm like, man, nigga, is you dumb? Like, how stupid are you? Like, what the fuck, you know? you ain't shit. But then on the other end, I'm like, I feel for Don too. Because I'm like, dang, he just, you know, a young brother who's married, who still having fun.
It was like last season, it was like they kind of, they made him, they put him in a better light.
Yes.
And you started to like Don. You started to kind of forgive him. And, oh, he's doing better. He's stepping up. And then this season, it's like he took like 8 steps back.
Yeah, but the one thing I will say, Don definitely loved Ashley. He cared about her. He cared about their family.
Yes.
You know, no one's perfect.
Exactly.
How many times are you going to make the same mistake?
You know what? I appreciate you taking that stance, too, because we see a lot of women on this show end up in positions that may not be in the best light. Like, they end up messing with some guys that may be involved, but they try to tear the other woman down. But to hear you speak positively about them is really cool.
I almost cried watching what Ashley had to go through. Like, I feel for her.
She's been through so many... There's so many times she went through it on her wedding day. She
unfortunately really
went through it at the shop with you guys in the beginning. Right. And she accepted a baby, an illegitimate baby, and now here she is again.
Exactly, she accepted a whole baby.
We normally roast her because we like, okay, girl, you need to get it together. But now it's almost like, you can't.
You know what?
Ashley and Don are the epitome of being together and, you know, totally working it out. Like, they took those vows before God.
Right.
So it's like, for Ashley, it's like, you know... We went the extra mile and we got married, and I love you. You love me. You making me look stupid, but I'm going to stay by your side. But right now, Ashley, like, that ain't really her message right now, you know?
Yeah.
She can't blame her.
Yeah, she in Texas. She ain't playing with Don. Yeah. She's not playing with
him. She's on some when a woman's fed up type.
Yes. You
know? I will say I am proud for her. I know it's hard because you have 2 little babies. So not only do you have to think about the kids, you also have to deal with your relationship. And I was a little upset because I'm like, Don, you have to remove yourself and your feelings because as a woman, she has to now get over you, but at the same time trying to co-parent with you. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things where I think he probably would notice now when he's watching the show. But I feel, because, you know, we be like, come on, Ashley. Mm-hmm. But when you watch it as a woman, you're like, damn. And then they're doing this in front of the whole world.
Yeah.
And you have fans in the comments and people saying crazy things
and
to her, to Dawn.
And they got a kid that's DJ is, grown now.
Yeah.
DJ understands when his dad's not there. Yeah. Like, that kills Don. Like, no matter what Don is going through with his wife, Don is an exceptional father. And he don't ever want, Ashley really is in Texas. And he does not, that really hurts him.
Yeah.
Oh, you were about to say something.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think it's big of her to separate herself, though, because, you don't want to have that negative energy in front of, your kids towards their parent, you know? And, kids pick up on that stuff no matter how little they are. Yeah. So
That's what I was going to say, too. Like, my parents divorced when I was 3 years old, you know? And thank God for that because, I just know that they were not meant to be, you know what I mean? And because of that, my father was so much in my life. Mm-hmm. He fought for custody, you know what I mean? My mom won, but my dad had us every other weekend. He didn't miss a beat. And my mom stepped up. She was this boss, beautiful lady, independent, doing it on her own. And I would have been more damaged if they would have tried to work it out through all that turmoil. Mm-hmm. Looking at their situation, I think that, you know, you don't always have to try to stay together for the kids.
Exactly.
Like, sometimes empower yourself separately, and that's better for your kids.
And I'm looking at Don, he's being a little selfish right now because it's like, let Ashley have her time to heal. Like, you know what you've done, and it's not the first time.
Right.
So if she needs to heal, then let her heal. And she said, okay, I will leave DJ here. I'm going to take Ashton with me because he's a baby. Like,
he's
he has
baby.
To go with me.
Yeah.
You will lose your mind trying to watch this boy on your own.
Don can't breastfeed.
Exactly. But it's like, Don, open your mind and take responsibility for what you did and understand, let her get her space.
Yeah.
She may come back. Like they said, if you love her, let her go.
But you know what happens, you know, once you let, once you're doing what Don doing, you let her get her space.
You right.
Then, Don probably scared. Don, I gotta put this woman through too much and she got every right.
Like Drew said.
Go do some messed up shit.
He needs the fear of God. Was it Drew? Did you say he needs the fear of God in him? Or was it you, Elmarie? Somebody say he needs the fear of God.
I think that was just the spirit. That just
God,
did you
say
that?
No, on one of our overviews, y'all were like, hopefully this puts the fear in God. You know? But speaking of family dynamics, we did get to see a lot of daddy action tonight. All the daddies.
Honey,
so Van's daughter,
Brianna. Oh, and all the boys came out?
Honey, I gotta see that. I heard
Van's
about
daughter,
that.
Brianna, is dating, honey. She's 16.
I can't believe it.
I feel like she's just a baby.
I feel like we watched her grow up.
With
that weave and those nails. I was like, girl, what you doing?
Girl.
Right? Her little crop top. I was like, where are you going?
She's so skinny now.
Yes.
No.
She's, you know, she coming. She at that age. Oh, she's coming at that age, you know. But dad is not having it. He saw that phone going off, and he felt the vibes. Like,
yeah, because you know phone. Who Van is. Come on.
It's like everybody's dad.
No. Well, I mean, it depends on how you put that. And that's the point. Oop. Well, not mine. Oh, no, we know that's your dad. But I'm just saying, Van know what's up because Van play that game, and you know, Van got in trouble for his phone going off.
No, I was gonna say because usually men who act very protective over their daughters know because they're men, and they know what's good.
Same thing with my daddy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. One thing I will say about the show, even though like the Dawn is doing his thing and Ryan, everybody, one thing I will say. You see, like, the fathers on the show.
Yeah.
Yes. And especially black fathers. And that's why I love seeing Van with his daughter, Ryan with the kids, Dawn with the kids.
Yes.
And that's one thing I can say about the Nine Mag, Loyal Inc. crew. They show the family bond, you and Danielle. Like, it's a tight family bond. Yeah. And even with you guys just at work. So I love that VH1 represents
that. Not only that, the community. Like, Van bringing all his friends and everything.
That's
like,
That's really who Van is in real life.
He pulled up with some brothers straight from the yard. Okay, I'm like, how many push-ups did y'all do? Right, before y'all put the white meters on.
The one that was standing in the back, I was like, that's a good bit of 10 to 15.
It was a good 10 to 15.
He had seen some shit, but they all looked good in those white beaters.
They look tight.
You know, Van is like young. He's like 30, about to be 34.
Mm-hmm.
Bree's like 16.
Yeah, he's young.
And he was young when he had her. So now that she's so, like, so much older, he's still pretty young. They're, like, friends. But he also is a great father figure.
He definitely doesn't play about his girl.
Right.
And even whoever she's around, like, wherever she is, Van treats her like a girlfriend. Like,
he don't play.
He will call her, and if she don't answer... Ooh, it's he will stop everything. He will stop his tattoo. He will stop work. Stop the world.
She's such a good girl.
And he will FaceTime her.
Sweetheart.
She'll find out where she is.
You can tell.
She's a good girl.
I'm trying to see if we have the photo of it because Van posted it on his Instagram and like Dawn is holding up the little kid. Poor little boy. I'm trying to see if our engineer is going to bring that up. We might have it, but we'll see if we get that up there.
Well, I'm glad Van is not obviously not playing about his daughter and it looks like the little boy.
He's going to be here tomorrow too.
Yeah, we're going to try to get him in here.
You know, Van loves Kat. We always say Van goes Kanye. For Beyonce.
Okay.
Okay. Not playing at that last vacation y'all took together.
I love Van to death. That's why season 3, people remember little things, but I remember that little insert where they tried to make it look like me and Van had things.
Oh, yeah.
That pissed me off because me and Van never had anything.
Well, you know they had inserts of me having things with people, too. So.
Yeah.
And I remember
Van was like a big brother insert.
For a minute,
you know?
We kind of thought maybe something had happened
was
with
like
Ryan.
And
it was kind of looked like maybe
yeah, they tried
was helping
to
with the car. Yeah,
you remember that?
Yeah.
It was the insert.
You should have thrown my stuff in the trash.
Van is doing right by his girl, and Ford looks like he made up with Nikki, and you know.
Wait! Don't get me wrong. Van and Jen both got hoes. Okay.
I was gonna say I seen an Instagram post that Jen posted a while back, and it was Van, Jen, and like two other girls, and she was like, "Daddy, like something like." Me and Daddy like about to have a good time or something, and I don't want to speak for Van, but
I just got the vibe that they, you know,
I feel like their favorite number is three.
I can definitely say, stay tuned,
okay?
You will see, but like I said, I'm gonna put Jen first. Jen and Van got hoes, but we ain't even gonna be about show ASS. I ain't talking about Van hoes. I'm talking about yours, Van.
Well, while we speaking of hoes, we gonna get to Velvet. But before we get to that, that was the intro right there.
We got the photo up there. You see it back there?
Dawn
like holding up.
Yeah, look at the daddy.
The whole crew in the back.
Oh, I know that's right.
That's actually hilarious.
I want the father of my children to act just like that. I need that whole energy. I thought it was adorable and I thought it was perfect. And that's right. Like, let these men know so that when they have daughters, how their daughters should be treated.
Exactly.
Like, it's a cycle, you know? Mm-hmm. Got to teach them right.
Yep.
Before we get into this Danielle and Terrence drama, can we get a little information from the After Buzz Network, Drew?
Oh, that's me?
Yeah, okay.
Here at the network, we produce after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans than us.
Hey.
Besides helping us a ton, we need you to please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. It caters specific content to you. You're able to kind of go in, like, those YouTube black holes, you know, where it's, like, one video and then the next video pops up. And you're like, oh, I like that video. And then you just keep watching them. And then it's 6 o'clock and you're like, right. What's happening? By subscribing to our YouTube channels, you can discover a bunch of new shows. So if you like Black Ink Crew Chicago, which obviously because you're watching us, there's a bunch of other shows that you can check out from being on the reality TV network. We got Jersey Shore, Love and Hip Hop, 90 Day Fiancé. We got a bunch of good ones. So we have a bunch of channels for other genres too, so don't be shy about subscribing to them. And if you're worried about those annoying notifications, it's okay. There's a really easy off switch. Just hit it real quick and they're gone. Hit the subscribe button now, and the AfterBuzz experience is going to be even better. And if you let us know that you did in the comments, we'll shout you out next week.
All right. So, thank you,
for a dollar.
You're hello. Welcome.
So go ahead and subscribe, y'all, so y'all can get a notification and not miss one single review of Black Ink Crew Chicago or any of your other favorite shows. All right, back to you guys. Really, really quickly, because we don't want to run out of time, but we want to get to the real drama. What's up with Ashley and Terrence? I mean, not
oh,
Ashley.
Danielle, that's
season 7. No, Danielle and Terrence, you know, they good. They engaged. Nice. They went through a little rough patch. I'm still trying to figure out what's going on. Look, Velvet.
She's a shit starter.
Yes. And I honestly don't even think I believe her for real, for real. I really don't. Like, in real life, I don't think I believe her. Mm. You know, they got apps for that. You know what I'm saying? They got apps
for
that.
But Terrence admitted it. I messed up. What did he mean?
You know, good question. see, I wasn't there for any of that. I have to watch. Okay. Like, I don't know.
I think you can entertain people, though, without actually acting on it.
You can, but I text boys all the time.
That's true.
Ah, right.
I text you all the time, but I don't actually go through
with it. On a trip while I'm with you on the trip. Yeah. Entertain me. What are you talking about?
So Terrence sits down with Danielle and he says, "Sir, you know, I messed up. My bad. Let's move past it. I did mess up."
Yes.
And so that's where it stopped.
I think that because...
I feel like it didn't stop. Probably it's going to continue through more episodes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's definitely going to continue. Stay tuned. Most likely. But, you know, it's hard for Danielle. Like, you know, she's engaged to him in real life and have to go through this for, like, in real life and then on TV and the storyline.
I feel like that's one of the hardest things.
Yeah, like,
a woman in love is already like a lot. Yeah. And then on
you're
TV,
fragile, you're like vulnerable.
You're so fragile, so vulnerable. So I just
it's tough.
Just from Ashley to Danielle, like that's some really, really tough stuff.
I love black love, so I want him to get it together. I just want Terrence to act like a grown man.
You know, I think he learns his lesson.
Because he's about to take them vows, and that's no joke.
He sure is. And you know, a lot of men be feeling like we good, and then like until I take them vows.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of dudes be acting like, you know, I'm going to keep it under the wraps, but then when I take the vows, then it's 100%.
Yeah.
But then they turn like
40. Well, without further ado, some real, real, real drama went on, and this is like, I want to talk about it because, okay, Ford gets sped up. He's like, let's stop talking about this shit. Let's be about it. We keep talking about Ryan.
Okay.
We keep going on and on about Ryan. We know this is his best friend. It's a tough place for Ford.
This is his best friend.
So, she know too much shit. Come on, tell us. But anyway, you guys take it to the, Lily comes and says, let's do this convention. Everybody's like, let's do it. Loyal Inc. is born. You know, you've think of the name, you got the name, you guys are having a great time, you're making money, you take a stroll, you see Ryan with about 18 people in non-mag t-shirts.
I couldn't believe it.
What crossed your mind when you saw that?
What crossed my mind was, nigga, you done shot up the shop, we gonna keep it real, you shot up the shop, you feel me? Whole show could have went dark, we all could have lost everything.
Was that his intention?
You know what? I think so. I felt like if I'm not, like, he wasn't in a good space right then.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like he felt as if I'm not finna do this, if I can't have this, y'all can't have it. Damn. You know? So
the one night that I was in town to film.
The one night she was in town to film.
The one night. Let's
why I'm not she's not here today.
Yes.
Do we have the AfterBuzz TV exclusive drop? Because that's an exclusive.
You guys got that exclusive drop.
That is a very exclusive.
AfterBuzz TV
exclusive. I hope you don't get hit with
that seemed like a sabotage of
exclusive.
Thank you, Anthony.
But it all makes sense for you now. Like, after that happened, it obviously spooked Katrina to the point where she said, I'm not going to do this anymore. Yeah. So she hasn't been there since.
Like, the situation, season three, whatever, was what it was, but I never thought that it was anything that anybody couldn't get past. You know what I mean? It's
right.
It is what it is. But season four comes along. You know what I mean? Hey, Kat, you know, got a film in Chicago. My brother's, you know, was about to have a baby at the time. I'm an auntie now. My best friend Danielle's getting married. Plenty of reasons, you know, yeah, I'm in L.A., but Chicago's home.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All right, bet. Got to go back to Chicago to film. First night, you know.
That's
it
wild.
Was a scene.
And we never saw
that happened, and it was like, no,
I don't blame you. You don't, come on, it's not that serious.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, do you guys feel like, because Rachel was there with the whole, here the bitches here and all of that, and I don't know her personally, but she irks me. She's irking me. Do you guys feel like, do you feel like possibly it's Ryan trying to save face with his girl that has him put in all this bravado?
Absolutely that. Let me tell you, I'm going to give you a...
Because he's blaming you guys instead of blaming himself.
Well, no, the thing is, in his mind, he takes ownership. In his mind, I'm going to let you talk.
Sorry, no, go ahead.
I know you got a lot to say.
I really don't want to say anything.
No, girl, I mean, that's why I keep on. Like, I don't want to get... tequila. You're giving a great interview.
No, I don't want
to. Charmaine special, Poppy.
Hello.
Cheers.
No, for me, absolutely, I feel that way. The thing is, and I want to make this clear, you know, I've always respected Rachel. When I found out, I didn't know what was going on with Katrina and Ryan. When I found that out, I was like, Katrina, like, what the fuck?
Yes, she did.
You know what I'm, I did not
yes,
know.
Yes, she did.
I swear to
she
God.
She keeps saying that.
Yo, because I swear to God. I don't know. Somehow, like, other people knew. I'm, like, super just gullible and, like, stupid sometimes. And shit passes me up. That shit passed me up. Okay? Because we're all like super friendly. Yeah, we all, my bad. We're
no,
all super
I told
friendly.
You.
We be like
though.
This all the time with the guys, like, oh, love you. Mwah. Mm-hmm. So, like, that shit, I did not see it. And I really did not know. I really didn't. So, what was the point? Yeah, okay. He's trying to save face. Okay. Yes. And this is somewhat of an exclusive, but we just came back from Jamaica and I had a conversation with him and I'm like, what's good? And basically, he told me, only person he said this to out of everyone Ooh. Else who then done crazy stuff, because, you know, shout out to Lily. Mm-hmm. She keeping it 2,000-3,000 with him on Instagram. He can't get by with nothing as Lily, you know. But, you know, for his message to me was, basically, because of my girl and how that is, I can't never be cool with you. That's what I got from
And I took that away from last season. And I said that
That's
to
what
him
it
too.
Is. Like, why are you, why yeah. me? Why, like, I get you mad at me, but you can't,
wow.
like,
wow.
look past this with other people, but can't look past
is
this
Is he doing
me?
One of those things that guys do when, like, yes. things are falling down around them, so they bury themselves in them girl, and their girl's like, but... You know what I'm saying?
Well, what I
but
said,
also, I think... You know what I'm talking about. Like, oh, my life's going to shambles, so let me just do everything with my girl.
A little bit of that, but also by them being back together and kind of, like, not wanting it to probably go left again. Uh-huh. It's like, I got to do whatever I got to do to
Are
keep
they back
her happy.
Together?
Oh, Charmaine, there's just so many exclusives here.
I'm just saying.
Girl. So many
I'm the TV ass bitch, but people come around for their check as the nigga bitch.
She pays attention.
Said no cursing before we started.
No, they said we could cuss a little bit.
You
could
say a whole lot.
Shout out to Charmaine, but I did say last season with the whole, like, your situation, Kat, I did say I felt like he could have deaded this, but I feel like because Rachel's back in his life, he wants to, like most men do, they want to appease their girl.
Well,
and
it's too late now. It's way too late.
Well, our friend here has been paying attention. She pays attention. She gets all the scoop and all the tea.
All the
and
tea.
We're going to go into our news and gossip because I know that you have some things that you need to talk to us about. Right.
Thank you. Well. But before we get into the juice, we do have the beautiful Kat here.
Yes.
And she has a grand opening tomorrow.
Yes.
Kat, give us a little bit of information about that.
Yeah, so I'm opening up my very first tattoo shop.
Yes.
So is it Prima Mind? You know, I know they made it look like, you know, I've had a shop before, but no, I've rented out space so I could personally tattoo.
Okay.
This is my first public business, you know, bringing in other artists and, like, really opening up a tattoo shop. And I never in a million years would have thought that tattooing would take me this far. Like, sometimes I just sit and I'm like, man, I'm like really here, yes. You know? But yeah, the grand opening's tomorrow. It's Enigma Tattoo, Beverly Hills.
Come on now.
And I'm having the grand opening event tomorrow from 6 to 10.
Yes. Congratulations.
Can't wait to see all you lovely ladies
tell
there.
Tell them where it's at, Kat. Tell them where it's at.
It's 8760 West Pico.
Yes.
Beverly Hills.
Very nice. Thank you. And for those who are watching us, we do have a flyer. I took that from Kat's page. Thank so you guys can find the address. And for those listening to us, Kat did drop the address. And make sure you guys check out our social media and we will
let you guys know.
And Katrina's being very humble right now. I just want to announce that Katrina is like the first African American female tattoo artist. I don't know if it's in LA?
The first, there's not many black owned tattoo shops in LA. And I did some extra research and I am the first black woman to open up a tattoo shop in LA. So, thank you. This is so for the culture. Like, that's the thing. I have amazing artists of color that, you know.
My friend right here. My friend. Thank
you. So, see, after every storm, there's sunshine and rainbows.
Thank you so much.
Happiness having you pull through.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro. You took your adversity, you took your opposition, and you soared above it. And that's what it's all about.
Speaking about sunshines and storms, so this weekend, I was home this weekend, and I was doing a little Insta stalking, because that's what I do for the news and gossip for you guys. So if you guys don't know, Black Ink Crew Chicago Season 4, they are still filming.
Yes.
And the crew goes to Jamaica, right?
Wait, hold on. Hey, homeland.
Because I got the source here, so she's going to give us something. Yeah. The crew goes to Jamaica, so I'm looking on social media, and I'm like, wow, I see Ryan, I see Four, I see Rachel, I see Nikki, then I see Dawn, I see Charmaine, I see Lily, I see Cobra, I see Danny, I see two young ladies who I've never seen before, and I see the cameras. And I
girl, you saw everybody!
I see Charmaine twerking, which I love. I was like, yes!
I didn't even get to get into it, but that's another.
So, while I was doing some stalking, I noticed that because Lily's there, Junior is also there with his new girlfriend. And it looked like Lily had gotten into an altercation. Now, I know you guys are still filming this, so maybe air. I don't know how much you can say. But can you give us a little bit of the tea what happened? Because I heard a lot went down in Jamaica.
She was supposed to come today, but she said it was too crazy and she couldn't.
Yes.
Ooh.
Lily.
Well,
so Charmaine, since you're here, the source is here, you break down what happened. Yes. Whatever you can, because I know you guys
this
are
this is what like I'm going to say. This is all I'm going to say, because I ain't trying to give no spoilers as to actually what happened in Jamaica. But Junior definitely got some nerve.
Mm.
You know, he put his hands on a female. And
what?
Yes, that's true?
That is definitely true.
Oh, come on, Junior, do better.
And that ain't never cool. You know, people... Right. And it's crazy because I'm pretty sure, you know, we're filming a reality show. Like, we're somehow blessed to have all this crazy stuff happen in our show and us not go dark.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, Ryan shooting up the shop. Now, like, we got, like, this domestic violence issue. So, you know, we're showing it, but also to have a message. And Junior, I unfollowed you from social media, G.
Ooh,
you ain't my homie no more. We ain't cool. Mm. I don't care if a chick slapped your mama.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't. That ain't cool either, but you don't ever put your hand on a female.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened in Jamaica.
All right, so I guess we got to stay tuned. It will be on,
stay tuned.
Trip will be on season 4.
I don't even know what they're going to show. I don't know what they're going to play. But I had to say that knowing what happened and being a female.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully I don't get in trouble tomorrow. But just, it's real, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that can, I don't care. Like, you know, it's just, you let your tensions build up and get so high and you like, you can really gain hate for other people in this show. And, you know, it's crazy what we go through to film this TV show and all that. But you got to have control over your emotions and your actions, because every action, like, there are consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And I will never forget after season 1 and Don and I did what we did in the bathroom. And, you know, basically I was a hoe. I was a homewrecker. Common has a gala in in Chicago every single year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, specifically Charmaine was not invited to that gala because of her role on this TV show.
Wow.
So people need to understand that this TV show will bury you.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do on this TV show, there are consequences for.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's over
That's
for
life.
Junior. It's over
it
for
is.
Junior. Wow.
And I don't think you're going to get in trouble, because when I was on InstaSnap, Lily did say that herself.
Yeah, she said it.
She said it.
So you won't get in trouble. And it hit the blogs.
It did. Yeah, so, well, thank you so much. I will tell the fans who are listening. And if you are listening on iTunes, make sure you guys give us 5 stars. Yes. If you're watching us on YouTube, make sure you guys give us a thumbs up. Yes. But if you are listening, make sure you stay tuned because it's going to be featured on season 4.
Yes.
That is my music gossip.
We almost have to wrap things up. But right before we go, let's get into a couple of predictions.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Let's
do it.
Oh, Lord.
Can I come back?
You guys can predict with us as well. I do want to say shout out to Neek because Neek is in the building.
Hey, Neek is back.
Charmaine's right here. So, Neek, you also can predict. So, what we do, we just go around and we say what we predict on the show. You guys film, so you guys pretty much know. So, we can start the prediction.
Well, Dan was really, really pissed off at this convention. And, you know, you talked him out of his anger at the moment, try to keep him calm. But I got a feeling that we're going to see some sort of clash next week about this whole. Fours, I feel like Four and Dawn are now going to be stuck in the middle because they slid off and we didn't get to, you know, I feel like when they come back, we're going to have to deal with this fact that your best friend is doing this and now whose side do you have?
Yeah. Am I supposed to answer that or something?
No.
That's my prediction. You can tell us off air.
That's my prediction.
You can tell us off air. I predict that we are going to see more of the whole Four and Dawn situation and Ryan with you guys, Loyal Inc. on the right hand side. I also do predict because I want to see more from the scenes. We do see you, Charmaine, kind of get into it with Lily a little bit. So I'm interested to see what that's about.
Look, everybody think I got beat up, but look, me and Lily, we figured it out. But I told Lily, I'm bigger than you. And I'm always going to win. But look, after Jamaica, and I see what Lily is capable of, I take that back. Yes. I'm just glad I wasn't on the end in Jamaica.
So I'm predicting one happy family, and Nine Mag and Loyal Inc. comes together and live happily ever after.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, and another
one. I think
so. We ain't there yet. I'm talking about season 7.
And girl,
that's like season 10.
I don't even know. I'm going to need an apology from 2 people.
I hear that. Ooh.
That ain't glad.
Okay. Well, I predict, I don't know if it's not really in the next episode, but throughout this season, I think Ryan and Van are going to have another like head to head, and it's not going to be cute. It's not going to be pretty. Mm. It's almost going to be like the boxing scene at the house at the lake house, but it's going to be real. That's to come.
And I predict in this episode, y'all were talking about doing an equal partnership of Loyal Inc. And I predict that's not going to go very well. I feel like someone's got to be in charge at least a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't see that going too hot.
Well, I'll let y'all know that I tweaked for a little minute. Oh, okay. And I got it together.
What you think? What you think is going to happen next, Kat?
Katrina, well, do you plead the fifth? No. She's like, okay, what episode are we on? Call Katrina and be like, girl, you would never go believe
I don't know. I mean, unfortunately, the way that things have been going as far as the relationship, because I feel like people fell in love with this show because of the family dynamic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the way that things are going, I predict that that's just going to continue. Mm. You know, what I hope is what you said, that, you know, everything could be squashed and it could be back. What it was a positive thing. Everybody getting money together, got a TV show.
Nah, but it ain't happening.
I'm going to put it in the universe. I predict that everyone squashes it. Girl, and Loyal Inc. and Nine Mag.
That's right, Cat.
What show are you watching?
Realizes that they are not a bunch of disloyal traitors. They are his girlfriends who love him and want his best interest. Just because they're not your yes men does not mean that they're not your friends.
That's what I want to happen. Just because we got to let you know when you tweaking.
Okay,
that's what true friends do.
I'm gonna just be disloyal this week and next week, but it's cool.
Do you want to add anything?
Think they relevant sisters.
I predict that Lil Inc. would take the crown as far as
you better rep for your girl.
I predict that Enigma's gonna take the crown. and then the grand opening is gonna be great tomorrow.
Definitely.
So is it competition or is this a sister shop?
No, it's definitely a sister shop.
And I gotta shout out to
we
my
got
boyfriend.
Into it a couple hours ago. She's gonna always tell me
about the bathroom crying and I almost cried. But we good. That's my girl.
That's
my sister.
Shout out to Loyal
Inc. We gotta keep each other
loyalty. Shout out to Loyal Inc. Shout out to Nine Mag. Shout out to everybody.
And I gotta shout out to my boyfriend, Neek Bay, because you like this logo.
That's beautiful.
This new logo we got, Loyal Inc.
Yes.
He did
the logo. You know, I'm not even gonna say.
Come on, Black Excellence.
Hello? I'm not even gonna say it's the old Nine Mag. It ain't no Nine Mag.
It's something new.
Link, Anna Bay helped me out.
Very nice.
Got this logo for the squad. So we out here.
Okay.
Very nice. Shout out to Loyal Ink.
And shout out to Ben for making these t-shirts.
Come on, guys.
Okay.
Hopefully he gets to come through here tomorrow.
Oh, he coming. He will. Y'all better keep your panties.
Y'all can come back. Jen is
right behind him. Don't act like it.
Jen is a stallion.
Jen is a stallion. Look, Jen will beat Ben up.
I believe you. Well, we'd like to thank you guys for coming. It's always a good time to have you guys in the studio with us and sharing some insight. We really, really appreciate it. And come back anytime.
Oh, you know, every time
come back tomorrow. If you want to come back with Van, come back tomorrow.
Look, we will. Okay, I'm gonna find out. Katrina got a busy day tomorrow.
Yeah, so does she. Cause she helping me out with everything.
Oh, I am.
Mine's gonna be lit. We're gonna be there. We're gonna definitely.
Before you guys head out, and just let everybody know where they can find you guys on social media. And Kat, tell everybody one more time where the shop where you're opening is tomorrow.
The shop is on the very popular Pico and Robertson intersection, 8760 West Pico, Beverly Hills.
Yes.
6 to 10 tomorrow is the grand opening, and Kat Tech Girl.
Awesome.
On everything.
You can find me. I'm your girl Charmaine. You can find me Charmaine J underscore TV. That's CHARMAINE. And catch me every weekend on iHeartRadio. You can download the app, iHeartRadio app, WGCI 107.5. You rocking with your babe, Charmaine.
Hey.
Okay. You're my radio voice.
Yes.
Okay, it's GCI. Say it. It's GCI.
I'll be on FaceTime with Kat.
Neek Bay.
Hit my boo up. You know, he's a software and app developer. He's making apps out here.
It's my parents.
He's making me an app right now, All Things Charmaine. Just dropped my aprons today, my new aprons.
Which we all love and we want.
Yes.
I got some new aprons I just dropped today, and my boyfriend designed them all.
Come on.
He designed my website, and he's designing my app, so make sure you hit him up.
Keep it going.
He's going to do that tattoo app, too.
Yep. And we're doing a Loyal Ink app. We got apps coming out.
Come on. That's awesome.
We black app tech entrepreneurs.
Black excellence.
We are making moves, y'all.
I love it.
Well, until next week, you guys, I'm your girl, Carmen. You can find me on Instagram at King_Karma_.
You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
And you guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at ElMarieTV.
And you guys can find me on all the things at OK Drew J.
If you are available tomorrow, we're going to send out a little message. If we have Van coming in, so stand by for that. Stay on your toes.
Check social
we'll let
media.
You know.
Let me know, because we have to come through with Van coming. I'm coming with.
And until next week, you guys, that's all we have for you. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.